This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Good morning, it is 9 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The minutes from the May 7th meeting were circulated. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions?
No. Thank you much for me. Approve the minutes as published.
Second. All right. I do have one friendly amendment before we act on that, and that's in the third paragraph where it begins with Sheriff Rod Odenbach. USDA needs to be spelled out as U.S. Department of Agriculture. I think that's a friendly amendment. So with that amendment, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, I'd like to welcome up our library director and members of the library board who want to join her for an update on the KC Library and what their thoughts are on ways to address deficiencies and the ADA concerns.
Good morning.
Introduce yourselves for the record.
I'm Lindsay Bellavo, the director of the library.
I'm Jenny Bakken, the chair of the board.
I'm Margaret Smith, and I'm vice chair.
Pitchy Gammon.
Great board member.
She is. She's done. This is her last go with us. She's on her way out, but we have sure appreciated her. We just wanted to talk today and let you know about the avenues of funding that we have pursued and keep coming to dead ends. We've looked at the ARPA funding, which is gone now. We don't qualify under the mineral royalties emergency. We're not essential under that guideline. I had hopes of some sort of USDA funding. As we all know, we can't even really get our budgets passed in the U.S., so there's no grant funding right now. There's loan options, but we would like to not do that. We have some private grants that we are looking at, but we have had some moments of trying to figure out the most sustainable choice for us. We have a new build, and then we were looking at the red wall, which we've eliminated from the options. And so that delayed our private grant deadlines with that decision. So we were visiting with Mr. Perry, and his guidance is that we should pursue 1% funding.
So when you say pursue 1%, there is...
On the ballot.
Okay, so that's actually the sixth penny, the...
The six
purpose,
penny. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, I misspoke. You're right.
So when the previous project was done that expanded the library, it was kind of a multi-effort. You had the foundation that I believe paid for the architectural work, came up with the engineer's estimate on construction. The commissioners pledged the consensus grant funds that were available at that time. That program is suddenly
unfunded
by the legislature. And then the difference is what was gone after on the ballot. And with a special purpose tax, you have to write the question as a dollar amount. So where are you on your estimation on what needs to be collected? Where are you on design? And then the other great part about that effort, the foundation really engaged in an educational campaign to get folks to support that project. So is the foundation going to do that again? Just can you walk us through your entire plan?
So our entire plan has been move forward 3 steps, back maybe even 4 steps. So we did have the foundation pay for an architecture plan. It's in
ODAZ.
it's done, and it's a sustainable building. It should be efficient. It has everything that the community wants, and I think that's the plan we would like to stick with. It was the original, and the foundation meets tonight, so the board meeting for them that we wanted to visit with them on all of this got canceled and then rescheduled to a month later. So our dates just keep missing each other. So we're trying to do our best as far as getting everybody in the same room to have the right conversations.
I have the design in my office. I'll go grab it.
Okay. Okay. I think we presented it all to you with our last visit here.
So that the consensus from your board is the, I think it's a renovation rather than a...
Renovation and addition. Yeah. It'll roughly double the floor space so that we can be ADA compliant and still have our collection displayed appropriately.
And during construction, how will you guys provide services down there?
It's a two-step process. It's part of the plan that Dan laid out. They'll do the new addition first, and the old part will continue to run and then move and then do the other side. So it shouldn't have to have a closure. It should be accessible the whole time, just kind of like we did here.
And
smaller scale. Jeff, you saw that plan,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I should have brought it today, I'm sorry.
So with additional space, one of the things that we encountered with the library expansion here was obviously you have increased costs to heat, cool, and maintain it. So are you planning, as they did with that project, to ask to raise an additional funds to go into the maintenance reserve for the building? And will you be asking for additional staff for that square footage, or will you be able to staff it with the people that you presently have in KC?
Staffing should be okay with what we have of three. We are currently in...
Three part-time.
We're trying to meet in the middle and not get too much floor space, because I think we've seen a little bit of that, you know, when you have more square footage, you do need more people, just for safety, for employees and patrons. So we tried to be conservative in our plan, but also make it so that it won't expire in 10 years, that it'll stand the test of time and the changes that we could possibly see in the community.
I think also to add to that, though, is that the addition of the present building, as old as it is and the way it was constructed, it's not efficient heat-wise, or for that, you know, it's hot in the summer and it's cold in the winter as it is. And so that additional funds for larger space, I think, also has to be considered whether the efficiencies of what we're asking for won't make that better for not just the people who are working there, but the people who are using it. I think that's an important part of what we're looking at. Yes, you increase your space, you have to have more, but your insulation is different, your windows are different, the ceiling, you know, all of that is a factor that is presently inefficient and very much, you know, lacking. So,
will you still be kind of the same hours of operation?
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Remind us again the hours that KC is open.
Oh, I should have brought my...
Lindsay has
it. Oh, I have to look at the website. They're a little scattered.
Do you guys still have the presentation we brought to you?
I do.
It has... It does have... I don't think you were here for that. I think you were maybe on the phone.
Is it 3 days a week? Like from 10 in the morning to 2 days a week and...
I
have it on my phone, but I don't go down there to use the library, so my hours are... So.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but it's...
They've really honed their hours into what works best for the community down there over time. So, and Bonnie has shared that she doesn't see how they could do it any better than what they're currently doing. to serve the community. Okay. So they are closed Sunday and Monday. Tuesday 10 to 7, Wednesday 1 to 5:30, Thursday closed, Friday 10 to 12, and then again from 1 to 4, and Saturday from 2 to 5.
Good. So they got
thank you.
Broad swath of time to serve the kids on Friday when they're out of school,
yep.
Children's reading program, and then also hours for adults who work.
They do a great job. They really do.
And I think Casey's going to see some growth with, you know, there's not a lot of people to move in here anymore. I think you're going to see, I know conversations we've had with Jerry are that Casey's probably definitely going to see a little bit of growth coming up in the next 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you guys are thinking ahead.
Thank you.
So do you have an engineer's estimate on costs from your design?
$1.8 million.
And when was that?
A year ago. So my estimate, worst case scenario, but as we know, that can be fudged a little bit. My worst case scenario estimate is 2.5, given the gap in time of that first plan, increase in supplies, and then of course, you know, the 30% sneaky little thing on every project that just ends up adding up. I came to about 2.5 million.
And that 2.5 is with or without money raised for a maintenance and operating endowment?
Without. I guess what we requested of you at our last visit was that you guys would, we came to about, at the most, a 2% increase in our overall budget for those expenses. We took, based on our changes here in Buffalo, old building, new building, utilities, and what we've seen as far as expenses in the last 10 years, we factored that on the scale of the KC, and overall it looked to be about a 2% increase in our budget with the new build for expenses as far as utilities and technology, along those lines. Cleaning.
And a big part of that is the inefficiency of the building, the mm-hmm. current building. So that's why that would be on the lower end.
One of the things that we did learn from that project was the importance of having representative of the county on the build. In that case, it was Kim Glasgow, who was the facilities manager, which if you look at the previous construction project that the county did, which we were not part of, they allowed the architect to serve as the county's representative on the build. And I'll tell you that there is no way that I, as a commissioner, will ever allow that to happen again.
No, sir.
You know, because and Kim had a background in construction, and I would hope we would maybe consider, I know he's retired now, see if he would have an interest in doing that, because we kept that project on time, under budget, and without a myriad of punch lists and other construction flaws
right.
that we are still dealing with in the Criminal Justice Center and the Judicial Building, and I can't allow that to ever happen again to the county. I do have a question about kind of your design. Are you looking at anything with exorbitant ceiling heights or anything? You know, 10 and 12 foot ceilings look real nice, but again, you have to heat and cool them. Mm-hmm. So I hope that in your design that we're being practical and smart, and absolutely I love that you're going to address some of the energy efficiency issues in the old block building with new windows and better insulation, but I just want to make sure that we're being smart and not heating a bunch of space that mm-hmm. Is not going to house books
right.
or provide an area for people to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at our Criminal Justice Center, and we're supposedly out of space there, but we have a lobby with 25 foot ceiling.
Well, So I guess this is where we're at. We have looked, we took Dan's plan, and he, you know, he does like the high ceilings and the nice entryway. There is just one portion of that on the plan, but it does, it's not on the scale of the Justice Center by any means. What we had hoped by this point was that we would have a contractor that was interested. We keep coming up empty-handed.
So I guess my question on the contract, because this is, you kind of have to be bid.
Right, right. But even some interest in putting a bid in on, we started on a small scale with that, and maybe that was the problem, because originally we did go through and do the bid just like, you know, in the paper and advertise it as we needed. We got input on that. From the county to do that, and there's nobody who wants to go do it. And so what we would really like to see, and this probably indicates that we have more planning, and I should probably stop talking at this point, but we would like to see an efficient space and not have that. And so that's why we started looking at other options as far as the red wall, but that doesn't classify under the efficiency. And so if we could find somebody that could modify the current plan, keep the floor space, maybe modify the roof line so we don't have that big gap of air in the ceiling.
If I may interject this, I think, Bill, one of the reasons that we are kind of finding ourselves spinning is that this conversation is one we've needed to have with the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that with, you know, with a closed meeting. We have to have this conversation, which feels kind of like, well, you didn't come very well prepared. But I think what we're trying to figure out is how do we go forward, given all the background and all the work that's been done, until we can get some kind of traction. And if I, you know, I'm throwing myself into this, but I just think we're in a place where we probably need some guidance. Mm-hmm. From your background.
Absolutely.
And what you're doing, the finance side of this, all of those things are components, but we have done as much as this board really knows how to do and get any kind of traction. So that, sorry.
No, thank you, Margaret. I appreciate it very much. No.
No, and certainly, I don't want you to think that we're being critical. I think you guys have taken some great steps forward. I think what we need probably your board and your liaison need to probably sit down with your architect, finalize your plan,
mm-hmm.
finalize the cost of what it's going to be, because if you're going to go after that 6 cent, then the clerk is going to have that, and she's going to have it sooner rather than later, because she's going to run up against some statutory deadlines where she has to start advertising it as a ballot question.
Mm-hmm.
The county attorney is going to probably need a little bit of time to write the ballot question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you as a board really need to make a decision about, and I would encourage you to build into your ask of the public that maintenance reserve to help pay for the life of the building, just as we're seeing that over there. And then the nice thing is you keep that project on time, or even find a way to get it to come in early or under budget, that's just additional money that flows into that reserve, which will help pay for the building. Certainly it's not going to pay for it in perpetuity, but it certainly, I think Lindsay would agree, helps offset the cost of that additional space that every year by having those dollars that were set aside to help pay for that and maintain it.
Right.
Okay. I think that at $2.5 million and with some modifications to the current plan, I think that there's probably a fair amount of what we call it fluff in that $2.5 million.
There it is.
I think
it
that
seems like.
You know, we'll probably maintain that building for the next 10 years.
You know, there's a lot of architectural fees in that
plan.
Always. And so you're right, Bob. That's a good term, fluff. But as it stands now, I mean, it's not ADA compliant. It's a problem. It's a liability at this point. So,
One of the ways that we were able to jumpstart the project over there, obviously, was that infusion of cash on the front end from the county with the consensus dollars.
Yeah.
Is that something that you'll ask us to set aside some money? Because otherwise, you're waiting till those tax dollars roll in, and they don't start rolling in until mm-hmm. at least a quarter after you've passed the ballot question. So is that something that you would ask us? Because certainly that's something that if it's yeah. going to be there, we're going to have to try to either build it into this year's budget. Because
mm-hmm.
Certainly I would advise you against trying to do this as a special election question, because that tends to be low turnout,
mm-hmm.
And it tends to be people who don't particularly like projects. So,
can we ask you that now, or what do you need from us to ask that?
That's
please.
Can give us a number that you would think
sure.
Would be appropriate
to get started.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not completely prepared to answer that question. I guess the first thing that comes to my head is 30%. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's all getting started.
Yeah, it has to get started. We've tried to do our due diligence and not step outside.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just like logistics,
mm-hmm.
We'll have to do a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it has to be approved by the commissioner. You'll want to take it to Buffalo, KC. So just timing-wise, and then there's a deadline that Jackie has to have it in her office. I can't remember it. Depends on which election we're rolling with.
And I'd have to work, too. I haven't had to do one yet, so I'd have to.
Oh.
I think it's the 17th
of July.
Well, that's coming right up.
Yeah. So, anyway,
we'll do our best.
Just so you know, that's what you're up against.
Yeah, okay. We're aware. Thank you.
One question I have that's a concern to me.
Mm-hmm.
Great project, but are we going to be able to find contractors that's going to come down to KC? That's, you know, what you're talking about
uh-huh.
bids, because when I've sat with you on this process
mm-hmm.
a little bit, you know, people are going to have enough projects in Casper.
I know.
That's the part that does concern me on how we're going to come up with somebody to actually want to come up and live in KC for a while.
But if we can present it differently than we have to date, if we have it funded or funding in place, and we have a plan clearly in place, and the way it looks, clearly we're not going to break ground this year. If we can plan a year out, I think we might have a different response. I'm going to send that out there in hopes that we can get some support.
And Lindsay, I don't know, is there some, you know, when you're talking to other librarians, I'm sure they've had some additions done, you know, maybe reach out and see what contractors they used or throughout Wyoming?
I certainly can. I try to keep it local if possible. So the folks that I've talked to, I think the one hiccup that I run into the most is the fact that we don't have funding secured yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot for them to invest time and energy, not knowing.
And I do think that it can, because we started out with a repair as opposed to a big project,
mm-hmm.
the perception is kind of like trying to get a contractor to come fix a leaky something, and then as opposed to putting an addition on. I think the funding factor and also the perception that it was just a fix, not something of a significant improvement. And that, I think, might sell it differently than, you know, what we've done so far. And a lot of it was we just simply didn't have any sense of how much we would garner from the county. So
I think we had at least five bidders on the project over there, which was a $4 million project. So I don't see an issue. Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your time.
I'll show you those plans.
And
as you go away, please don't hesitate to come to us with questions or if you need more information. We're happy to do our best to provide it.
That would be a good discussion, certainly, as we go through the budget, because then we can look at, and we set aside a whole hour for the library this year. So.
Well, that'll be fun. We look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The next agenda item is Johnson County Tourism Association would like to discuss the lodging tax.
Good morning. Jody Sowers, board chair for lodging tax. And Toby Carrig is our marketing director. Do you want me to hand out those?
Sure.
So we thought we were coming to update you a little bit about what we have been doing. We have a new website that is up and running, so this sticker will help you find the new website. It's much more interactive. Much stronger website, and hopefully will help our tourists find us easier. We also, since you wanted to know about the lodging tax from our meeting this morning, we will be working on an educational campaign. This is a little flyer that we put together to go out and find people in the community that, I don't know how many of these I have, that will put together a pack to help support our campaign to increase the lodging tax from 2% currently to a 4%. After the meeting this morning, I understand our deadline is the 17th of July. We will have the exact wording. We're meeting today at 11:30, and we'll have the exact wording to you guys by the next meeting on the 7th. What we've been working on is educating the community about who the tourism board is, how we are different from your chamber and JOCO First. You know, our main priority is marketing the county. All of the parts and bits and pieces that make it so amazing for our tourists. We have been given this last year an $80,000 grant from the Wyoming Office of Tourism to... It's called a Destination Development Grant, and so it's money that we're working on QR codes. We did new banners for KC that we delivered to the KC Council last week. We are finalizing banners for Buffalo at our meeting today for the Main Street here in Buffalo. We're working on QR codes for the statues around the county for the murals in the county that have information about who the artist is, what it's representing, so that when tourists and any locals and anybody come along, they can learn more about what the mural is about or what the statue is about, who the artist is, trying to make our community stronger so then we do have guests come in. We have a good community with lots of things for them to do. The lodging tax what we're looking to do is take it from the current 5% overall, we get 2% of that, to 7%, which would give us 4%. We are the only county in Wyoming still at just 5%. The rest of Wyoming, either the county or entities within the county, are all up to 7%. And I would imagine most of the communities around us, or states around us, are higher than that. So we just want a more level playing field. With that additional money, it allows us to do a lot more in our community. We currently give $15,000 to the Buffalo Chamber to help run their visitor center and $5,000 to the KC Chamber. With the increase in lodging tax, that would allow us to increase both of those to make sure that our visitor centers are open more and well-staffed and taken care of. We, this year, provided $30,000 in community grants to local events and trails and different entities within our community. And again, the increase in lodging tax would allow us to increase that number pretty substantially. Again, to grow anything from a musical event, our trails. We're working on a video project down in KC at the Hole in the Wall and the Outlaw Caves that should be done
end of the year.
End of the year, probably. But it's a comprehensive video from a historical aspect. You should probably cover that more because you've been involved in it more than I have.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of the history down there. Also worked with agencies that operate public lands in the area to let them know how the access works, and so that, and also the Hoofprints Museum that runs the tour down there. So not only are we telling people what is there, but also how they can access it in a responsible manner.
And we hope to be able to have snippets from that video, you know, on our website and campaigns and stuff. But from the sounds of it, reading his long-term projections, that we might be able to take it to some of the, what are they called?
Film festivals and stuff like that
to really promote the area, and hope to do a few more things like that. We are working with the University of Wyoming and the Wyoming Outdoor Recreation, Tourism, and Hospitality Group for a hospitality training that is free to all of the hotels, motels, restaurants, retailers, anybody that wants to send somebody in there for training, for hospitality training, which is June 4th at the library. We have two different sessions, one in the morning at 10 o'clock until 12:30, and one in the afternoon from 3 to 5:30. We're anxious to have them on board to come in and hopefully train some of the people that see our tourists and our guests firsthand, first as they walked in. So we're looking forward to that part of it. What else have we...
That covers most of the highlights, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Questions from you guys?
You do know that Kevin Costner is doing a piece on Johnson County, Cattle War, and which would fit right in with
Yeah. We heard there was somebody in doing a film, but I don't think Laurel knew who it was.
Right, yeah, it's Kevin Costner's The West project that he's working on with the History Channel. Mm-hmm. So he's doing 8 episodes total. I'm not sure how much of his time is going to be Johnson County War, and then possibly the Fetterman fight. He's been doing some research in the area on it, or his people have been. He's been busy with other things.
Another thing that I see that is a little misleading, lodging tax impact for visitors would be only $4 per $200 spent on lodging. That's actually $8 per
with the
204%.
We're talking, yeah, that pertains to the additional funding. So the additional burden for them would be
it's just $4. A little misleading. Yeah. That's why it's presented there.
Okay. We'll look at that.
Will you guys have a sister site? So like visit kcwy.com?
We do have...
Yeah, we have the domains.
We have the domains, and we'll... we have Clear Creek Trail. We have Crazy Woman Canyon. We have... KC, Wyoming, maybe the city of KC. We bought around 20 different domains, Bighorn Mountains, visit the Bighorn Mountains, and all of those, once we get them all up and running, will be directed to a specific page on our website so that if somebody's looking up KC or if somebody wants to know more about Crazy Woman Canyon or Clear Creek Trail or hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Crystal Dew Days.
Yeah. We have that page staged and ready to go as soon as we're done a little more training with our web host and should be able to launch that this summer. In addition to the banners that we brought in a couple weeks back, we'll have a page for those as well so people in KC can scan a code and get more information about the legends of KC.
Yep.
Yeah, all the lodging and dining establishments and the have more presence than what they had previously, which was previously was just a list on our website. There's images with all the hotels and dining, and we have the capability to do that with our retail as well, and a little bit more on attractions. So we'll have some more information about everything in the county.
Yeah, parks. It always feels, and I don't know why Lake De Smet's always kind of been left out of the conversation, but the photos, and I didn't think to bring the photos for the banners, but we did a photo contest, basically, of locals sending in photos, and that's what we'll be voting on today, and there's some nice representation of all around the community. Lake De Smet's definitely in there, and Clear Creek, and the trail, and... So yeah, pretty excited about some of those. So we also will be taking care of the flowers this year on Main Street. The city is paying for the flowers and having them planted by the new greenhouse out on Trabing Road. I just learned this morning that they're pretty much ready to be hung, and then most likely me, but hopefully the whole tourism board, somebody will step up and help keep them watered and make them wonderful for downtown. So if you want to volunteer some morning, come see me. I'll have a little cart behind my building. It takes about 15 minutes.
Something you might be interested in knowing, I know it doesn't have any bearing in this meeting, but the Bighorn Mountain Coalition has got maps that are there have been printed now that have sites throughout the county that have historical significance, and we'll see if we can get some of them.
Okay, yeah, that'd be awesome. We did get rec cards printed for KC, for Buffalo, for Crazy Woman Canyon, and Clear Creek, and we have put those kind of regionally around us in the visitor centers and stuff, you know, probably within, 100 miles?
The Cheyenne and also Northeast Wyoming, Casper, Sheridan. So, yeah, kind of in the state region area.
Trying to keep the word out there. It's great having people, like not just volunteers, but real people. Do stuff. All right. We will have the wording to you for the next meeting on the.
Good. You'll coordinate that
with
Craig Oak,
yep.
Because he'll.
Yep.
And he's even brought his lodging tax manual with him in case there were questions. So he'll work with you to get that drafted and leaving enough time so that you can present it to the entities that need to have it on their agenda and pass in time to get it to the clerk.
Are the cities both involved in that process then? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure Mr. Craig will have ample Middle of a major campaign. And
we have time. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, the next item looks like there is one catering permit. This is the American Legion asking permission for malt beverages for August 3rd and 4th to sell beer and malt beverages at the Johnson County Fair and Rodeo.
All the fees paid?
Yes.
I move to approve the American Legion catering malt beverage license.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
No second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's welcome up Peggy Ledoux to discuss upcoming Crystal Dew days. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Yeah, it's not totally about Ledoux days. It's kind of about our arena down there and summertime and working the arena and really needing a water truck. That's our main goal. Justine works for the park down there. She's got to, we don't even know if the pump works.
I think it works, but just how it's set up now is ridiculously hard. There's giant sprinkler systems and like these 300-pound hoses that you have to haul around, drag the sprinkler across the arena, and let it sit. Well, they leak, so they end up leaving leaks. Our arena already has that problem, so we would just really need a water truck. I think it would be exponentially easier to do our job.
And it's not just for Ledoux days.
Yeah,
all summer long,
that.
You know, people pay a fee to rent the building and use the arena. And Justine's got to work that arena, and there's no water to work the arena except that big hose that she's got to drag around. But, yeah, we really need a water truck down there. Even if they could, you know, it's just bottom line, we need a water truck. But, like, during the summer, how many water trucks does the arena have up here? Could they loan one for the summer until they could get us a water truck? Or how does that work?
So the Fair Board does, they only have one water truck.
Okay.
We did have a 1% request from the Harold Gerard Park Board that was funded for a water truck with them, some money that was set aside last year. They asked candidly for a truck that was way more than what they needed. It would require Justine to have a CDL, and I don't even know if when she was hired to be the caretaker down there, if that was one of the requirements. I don't know if you have a CDL.
It was not, but I would be willing to get one. But if we don't need something that big, then we don't have to have something that big. Just any
and
sort of water
I'm
truck.
I'm working on a 2,000 gallon water truck now.
Okay.
I should know more about it in the next few days.
For KC, Bob?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. So do you know how soon or you'll hear back, or will it be ready for the summer or the due days?
So.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. And do you have to have a CDL to drive that?
It'll be a truck with an automatic transmission and
right.
2,500 gallon tank. It probably 2,500 gallon, maybe a little overloaded for the truck, but no further than they're going from
right
the trip down to the arena.
Uh-huh.
And it won't be terrible heavy. If you run a tandem dual truck with 4,000 gallons of water, you're going to pack the dickens out of that arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can always tear that up again with your arena tool. Mm-hmm. We should be able to get something.
Yeah, at least before Ledoux days would be wonderful.
Yeah. And then once we get that, can we have that? Is that for KC?
That would be through our parks machine. Or
oh, cool. Yeah, that would be great.
That would be so great. Yeah. So another question I have, how do, like, our arena needs, like, re-cleaned out and re-brought in good dirt and whatnot. It's very low on the south end, and it just holds, it's like a quarter of that arena probably, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah.
It holds water on the south end. Is there, who do you contact, or how do you go about, like, having somebody come in and redo that, haul all that dirt out, and then put new arena dirt in there? Is that possible?
Or even raising that south end?
Hooba?
Gerhardt.
Jason Gerhardt.
Jason Gerhardt does that.
He was contracted to do the fairgrounds. He didn't finish the contract. There were some issues. But hey, there are. That again, if the Harold Gerhardt Park would either submit that as their request through the regular budget process or through the 1%, just we've never heard from that board saying that they wanted to replace the dirt. And it's not a simple undertaking. They just don't scoop it out. Then when they do it, they do a mix of sand and clay
of
and
course,
other things
yeah.
to get in. And I, at least from what we're hearing, the folks at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, they really like the arena dirt now that it's been redone. Certainly, but if it's a leveling question, I know
that's what we kind of need, isn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that entire southeast end just floods.
Yeah.
Like after today, it's going to be a lake again.
Because it certainly could be a question. We really put a lot of effort into getting Bart, our groundskeeper out there, skilled up on how to use the equipment that we have and to make the arena dirt the best that we can. So maybe it's a question of if he would be willing to go down to KC for a day and help work that arena to address that low spot.
Would love some guidance or some training.
I really think that we need to work towards replacing that dirt over the years. We've had so many floods.
It's brought all that silt in and
washed lots of little rocks and things in there.
Yeah.
Something that's fun to fall off on.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we picked rocks out of there for a lot of times, you know. Well, perfect. That sounds good. Yeah, now that Justine's the new leader down there, you know, kind of know about kind of what to do and where to find help. And yeah, but that's exciting for the water truck. That was our main goal. But yeah, that'd be perfect if somebody can come down, don't you think, Justine?
I would like
you're
that.
In charge of that part, but yeah.
I got zero training for that job, so that would be wonderful. I'll talk to David maybe about having someone come down
go
and
do
train me.
So when, do you know when to put in for the 1%, or how does that work? You
think
probably
we're past
that.
That.
Okay.
That'd be next year.
Next year,
okay.
But even so, if you could put in for that for the arena, you know, for next year, that.
It could either be that, Peggy, or it could be considered. We're about to go into our normal budget hearings, and so Harold Gerhardt Park as a department will be up in June, and so if they wanted to make a supplemental request at that, it could be considered. I would say that funds are going to be tight this year just because of where the valuation is at.
Of course, yeah.
It's not completely out of the question, but it'll be difficult.
Okay. So you know about that, Justin?
Yeah, I'll talk to the board at our next meeting.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
Do you know what it cost to do the arena out here?
It was several hundred thousand.
That arena's quite a lot bigger than ours, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a pretty good size arena.
It's
but
a lot bigger.
Yeah.
A little wider.
Yeah.
It's about the same length.
Yep. I would guess it is the same way. Okay. All right. Well.
You have the press listening, so any sales pitch for upcoming Crystal Dew Days you want to make while you're here?
It's coming along. I'm still a sticky note queen. Wondering what I forgot. But no, we expect probably bigger than last year. You know, it's we've brought in like 3,500 people. You know, this year we have Ned Ledoux, Kyle Park, and Patrick Stafford for our bands this year. Have a silent auction during the bands. Great rodeo, bareback riding, saddle bronc, breakaway roping, little kids barrel race, fun things for the kids, boot race, and but yeah, we're expecting. We're selling a lot of wristbands online again, and so yeah, it's all family fun. So.
And the date again?
I'm sorry. Oh, June 15th. Yeah. And the rodeo starts at 1:30. We have old-time porch music on the porch of the Rusty Spur. We have people playing just the old with their guitars and accordions and fiddles and stuff. That it will start about 10, and that'll go on till the rodeo grounds. Then we move everything down to the rodeo. Then after the rodeo's over, we move everything back downtown and have the street dance and all that.
I wonder, water truck wise, that's coming up fast.
Yes, it is.
The fire district down there has a brand new water truck. And I wonder if we could possibly talk with them and see if they would be willing to help out with that if we don't come up with something. Just, that's it.
Okay. Who exactly would I talk to on that then? Who's, I don't
Matt
know.
Carr would be a good contact.
Matt Carr? Okay.
Or the fire chief is Mark Haynes.
Mark Haynes, okay. Perfect.
Oh, he is? Yeah. So now they would have to bring the truck in and water for Justine, though, wouldn't they? They wouldn't
imagine.
Let her drive.
No, they'd have to do it.
They'd have to do it, yeah. So.
But it is definitely a viable option.
Yeah. Now I hired Zach. We actually put a banner in the arena for Zach Taylor, and he did it. Well, not last year because we had a flood last year, but year before last, he'd come in with his truck and water, which worked great, you know. So we could also ask Zach if that water truck doesn't get there.
Yeah, I just want you to have more than one option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's exciting, Bob, that we are. Justine's going to get water truck.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess our work's done here.
Any
appreciate you having.
Any additional questions for two ladies? All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. These are not the easiest things to get out of, really.
All right. I'd like to welcome up Public health nurse. I think she's got a series of contracts for us, and they maybe have some other announcements. So, good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. So the two contracts I have are the PHPR, FAP, PHRC, whatever you want to call it, base contract. So this is just the funds for Robin's position, the preparedness position. This is the base funds. And then the other contract I have are the county health officer, so just the funds for Dr. Schuler.
All right. Mr. Craig, are there contract 238751 and 238810? You get a chance to review these?
Yes, sir. They're fine. They're just the standard language.
Commissioner, did you have any questions on these two contracts or any of the functions of public health that are performed under these two contracts?
No, I don't.
Nope. I believe the readiness contract's $111,000 and the county health officer's $10,000.
Yes.
Well, it's, I think, 10%. 90, because the county has a small portion of that. All right, commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve.
motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
We have Mr. Holly with you. Mr. Holly, we've got some handouts. Do you want to update us on what you laid on our...
Well, that actually was for Board of Health. When I saw the agenda item, I was hoping that Mr. Craig also had a chance to review the community prevention grant contract for $221,000 for the next biennium. You know what the process is. He looks at it. It's okay by the county. Goes back to the state for the attorney general and so forth. So that's what I would like to have addressed today, Chairman Novotny.
I have not got to that, but I can at any point today. So if you want to, I'm sure it's the standard language. So if you want to approve it based on my contingent on my review, and I can email you here by noon.
Which one does it need to be in by?
Well, I would like to assume that things would roll quickly at the Department of Health and at the state. We know what kind of assumption that may or may not be. But certainly by June 1st would be fantastic.
Okay, because we're scheduled to meet again on the 4th. So
right, and we'll I think that would be very appropriate.
Because we can either fast-track it today or we can defer it until the 4th.
I would suggest you fast-track it, and if I see any issues, that will just...
Why don't I make a motion?
Because it's not going to be for signature anyways. It's
correct.
Just our initial approval. So...
Oh, okay.
Of the form. So you're not approving the contract, you're just allowing me to review it, make sure there's nothing major in there. If there is, we also make those comments back to the department. So we're not actually approving the contract, it's just me looking it over.
Thank you, Mr. Krigel. And I would say that if things were to go smoothly, the first or second June meeting would ask for signatures from Clerk Camino and yourself as chair.
I make a motion. We don't need a motion.
No, not for Mr. Craig to review it. So,
no. Do it.
Thank you, Commissioner. And thank you, Mr. Craig.
I'll have it to you shortly.
All right, Madam Clerk. Looks like vouchers are the next agenda item.
Yes, it looks like Becky took it really easy on you guys this time. Maybe it means Robin running out. But I present for approval vouchers in the amount of $82,218.96. Becky had sent you guys out a full report of that on Friday for review. And I request respectfully that they be approved.
And I told her we'd get her a raise that she could do that for the next 3 months.
Yes. All right.
Make the motion to approve the bills in the sum of $82,218.96.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the vouchers in the amount of $82,218.96. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, did you have additional business you needed the commissioners to transact today?
I do not. Thank you.
Mr. Crago.
No, sir.
That then brings us to time on the agenda for public comment. So the commissioners would welcome any public comment.
All right, there were two things at the airport board meeting yesterday. One of them was the T hangar, the box hangar leases, and the other one was, I forgot.
Well, we had a discussion with Mr. Weatherby.
That was on the no, team. On that. That's strictly a board thing.
It's different too, sir.
Couldn't have been too significant. Some two of us don't remember what it was. I'll look at the minutes here and say or something.
All right. If there is no public comment, and I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.